Hello, and welcome to the September 2011 OPEX Leadership Podcast. This is Mark Tussey, and in this month's podcast, I'd like to talk to you about a very tactical lean principle, and that's the principle of workplace optimization. Now, workplace optimization can be applied anywhere that activities are done. It can be at your desk. It can be on an assembly line assembling widgets. It can be at a customer service counter in a department store. It can be changing tools on a piece of equipment. It can be checking out groceries in a grocery store. The bottom line is any workplace can be designed to be safe, efficient, and to always produce quality results by using the right lean tools and methods. Workplace optimization is a combination of three tried and true lean methods. First of all is standardized work. Standardized work is a foundation of the Toyota production system and lean manufacturing. Secondly, 5S. 5S drives the proper layout and organization of all the materials needed to perform a task in any workplace. And thirdly, built-in quality, a process designed so that it's much easier to do it correctly than it is to do it incorrectly. Now, as we optimize a workplace, we begin by designing the best, safest, most efficient sequence in which to perform the activity. As that sequence is designed and tried out, we also use principles of 5S to make sure that we have all the resources we need to perform the activity in the right place, in the right quantity, at the right time, and that anything that we don't need to perform the activity has been removed. Now, as we apply standardized work and 5S in our workplace optimization activities, we also want to make sure that we build quality in to the process we're trying to optimize. Some examples of built-in quality are color coding resources by the type of activity being performed. For example, if you have several variations of activities you perform at one workplace that require different resources, they can be color coded and grouped by that resource. They can also be stored together and clearly labeled as this is for activity A, these resources are for activity B. Other building quality activities include making sure that key quality characteristics and points are written into and displayed in the standardized work. This also includes posting the work instructions or the standardized work at the workplace. Another method is to have simple visual tools showing what common errors could be and how to prevent them and what to do in case something goes wrong. All these things should be done during the workplace optimization activities. In summary, you can optimize any workplace where any activity is done by applying these three principles: standardized work, 5S, and built-in quality. Now, for best results when you perform workplace optimization activities, make sure you involve those who perform the activities on a daily basis in the initiative. They have a great deal of creativity, they have tons of ideas that they'd like to apply, and they are the experts in the process. You won't be disappointed with their results. This is Mark Tussey. Thank you very much for listening to the September 2011 OPEX Leadership Podcast. For more information, please visit our website at www.opexleadership.com or send us an email at info@opexleadership.com. Have a great day.